And God will listen to both of these prayers.
其中一种就是马太福音第六章所提到的个人在内室里头的祷告。
And one of them is described in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, is to pray in the secret place.
啊，个人的祷告或许也没有人看到的祷告。
It could be a personal prayer or a prayer that is not seen.
所以主耶稣说，天父他在暗中啊，必定垂听、成全我们的祷告。
So God said that He will listen to our prayer in the dark.
那他也会成全我们所求的。
And He will also grant us what we ask for.
那另外一种祷告就是在马太福音十八章所提到的。
And the second type of prayer is recorded in Matthew chapter 18.
请我们来看马太福音十八章。
Let's flip to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 19.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
二十节，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
24. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
这两个经节告诉我们三件事情。
And just two verses talk about three things.
第一个，我们可以在一起奉主耶稣的名来敬拜神，来聚会。
First, we can have service and worship Him in the name of Lord Jesus.
这里说神就在我们当中，要跟我们同在。
And here it says, Lord, the Lord will be in the midst of us.
第二件事情就是我们在一起的时候，我们在地上，我们可以同心合意。
And the second point is, we can agree on earth concerning anything.
那第三件事情，那只要我们都互相都同意了，那么我们一起放在祷告里头，向天父来祈求，天父必为我们成全。
And the third thing is when we all agree on one thing, and God will grant us what we ask for.
所以今天晚上我们就一起来学习这个十九节所告诉我们的，大家在一起的祷告。
So today we will learn about what it says in verse 19 to pray in.United.
今天我们领受了救恩，我们都重生了。
Today we receive the salvation and we all have come back from the dead.
那我们恢复了人跟神之间的美好的关系。
We have received our relationship with God once again.
那同时我们也恢复了人与人之间的关系。
And we have also received the relationship between us and men.
所以主耶稣教我们的祷告文里头说，第一句话说，我们在天上的父。
And that's why God told us to pray.
Our Father who are in heaven.
To pray by saying our Father who are in heaven.
在我们祷告的时候，天上的神是我们个人的父亲。
When we pray, God is our Father.
所以当我们在内室里头祷告，我们向我的父来祷告。
So when we pray in a secret place, we are praying to our Father.
这位神也是我们大家的父。
And our God is everyone's Father.
所以我们在一起祷告的时候，我们说我们在天上的父。
So when everyone prays at the same time, we all say our Father in heaven.
那今天在主耶稣基督里头，我们成为一个身体。
So today when we are when we become one in the name of Lord Jesus.
那我们成为一个身体。
We become one body.
那我们互相都是肢体。
And we are part of the body.
哦、那所以我们互相帮助。
So we help each other.、
啊、所以我们常常为了大家共同的需要，我们一起祷告。
Then we can pray for the needs of everyone.、
啊、这种祷告，天父要垂听。
And this kind of prayer will be, God will listen to it.
神听我们的祷告，他就会将他所要给我们的福气来赐给我们。
And God will grant us, the blessing that He promised when He listened to our prayer.、
哦、所以个人的祷告非常的重要。
So prayer of individuals are very important.、
哦、那我们在一起的祷告，这个也非常的重要。
But the prayer in one accord of, is also very important.
我们请看《使徒行传》第一章。
And let's look at Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章十四节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 14.
十四节，这些人同着几个妇人、耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恒切祷告。
14. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
这里在描述教会的开始。
And here it describes the start of the church.
教会是怎么开始的？
How did the church start?
其中的一个重点就是他们在一起祷告。
And one of the significance is, they prayed in one accord.
他们大家都同意为了同一件事情来做祷告。
They all agree on one thing and they all pray about it.
主耶稣吩咐他们要等候圣灵的降临。
God, commanded them to wait for the, Holy Spirit.
所以他们这大约120个人在一起，他们一起祷告等候圣灵的降临。
Therefore, they all prayed accordingly.To wait for the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在第二章就看到圣灵大有能力的降临在他们当中。
Then,
我们就看到在《使徒行传》第二章圣灵降临在他们当中。
Then in Acts chapter 2, we see that the Holy Spirit has came down and went on everyone.
圣灵充满他们。他们充满着圣灵的能力。
They were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
教会就被建立起来。
Then the church has, then they started to build the church.
那他们也一直过着这一种在一起同心的祷告。
And they have lived a life of praying together for a long time.
所以我们也看到这个神不断的在带领他们，祝福他们。
Then we can see God has guided them and blessed them.
祷告能够让我们联合在一起。
Prayer can unite us.
照着马太福音十八章所说的，大家彼此的同意。
And according to Matthew chapter 18, we have to agree on one thing.
这个教会就是我们的家。
Churches are home.
在这个家里头，我们有相同的信仰。
In this home, we have the same beliefs.
在这个家里头，我们会发现有我们大家共同所切切的或是所需要的。
And we can see that in this house, everyone has.Similar needs.
那我们借着圣经，我们一起来明白神的旨意。
So we used the Bible to understand God's will.
那我们从神的应许，我们相信我们的祷告能够蒙垂听。
We can we know that our prayer will be heard because God has promised it.
那我们奉主耶稣的名，我们聚在一起。
Then we gather in the name of Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣的名，我们一起来祷告。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
所以神将他的名赐给我们。
So God has granted us His name.
好，这是一个很大的恩典，很大的福气。
This is a big blessing and grace.
好，因为有神的这个名，让我们能够像一家人。
Because of God's name, we can be like one family.
家对家庭的每一个成员都有一个很大的吸引力。
It attracts all the members of the family.
那今天因为神的这个名，主耶稣将我们吸引在一起。
Because His name has gathered us together.
所以神将他的名赐给我们，这是极大的恩典。
It is truly a blessing that He has given us His name.
我们请看箴言十八章。
And let's look at Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10.
第十节，主的名是坚固台，一人奔入便得安稳。
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe.
在旧约时代啊，他们不晓得神的名是什么。
In the Old Testament, they did not know the name. What is the name of the Lord?
但是他们已经知道神的名非常的宝贵，非常的重要。
But they know how precious and how important God's name is.
这个名就好像一个坚固的堡垒一样。
His name is like a strong tower.
进入这个坚固台，人就有安全。
Once you enter the strong tower, you will be safe.
所以今天常常我们来到教会啊，让我们真的得到安息，得到平安。
So many times when we come to church, we feel safe, we feel secure.
我们来到教会，我们来享受恩典。
We are here to enjoy His grace.
因为这是一个奉神的名聚集的一个团体。
Because this is the place for us to gather in the name of Lord Jesus.
不但这样子，我们也奉这个名，我们一起来祷告。
We also pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
那这是神的爱将我们联合在一起。
And we are gathered by His love.
请我们再看回马太福音十八章。
And let's look back into Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 19.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
这里强调着我们要向天父来祈求。
Here you emphasize to ask God.
那我们求他就要为我们成全。
And when we ask, he will do what we ask for.
那要如何的求呢？
So how do we ask?
这个十九节告诉我们，要大家都互相同意表示大家有同一个心，同一个目标。
In verse 19, it teaches us to have one goal and agree on one thing.
那二十节告诉我们要奉主耶稣的名。
In verse 20, it says to pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
这就是为什么我们的祷告能够发出力量的两个重要的原因。
And this is two big reasons why our prayer is so powerful.
因为我们都是同样的目标。
Because we have one goal.
我们奉神所赐给我们他的名来做祷告。
We pray in His name.
他就在我们的当中，他就垂听我们的祷告。
He is in the midst of us and He will listen to our prayer.
所以只要是我们大家所同意的事情，我们都可以尽量的鼓励要求大家一起来祷告。
Therefore, if we agree on one goal, we can encourage everyone to pray.
让大家都蒙受这个祷告的福气。
Then everyone can receive the blessing of prayer.
这种祷告得到力量是确定的。
Because the prayer because this kind of prayer is guaranteed His blessings.
因为这是主耶稣给我们百分之百的应许。
Because this is God's promise for us.
这是一个很不平啊，是一个很不平凡的啊一个力量的获得。
This is not a normal way of receiving power.
圣经里头给我们啊很多的美好的例子，让我们来啊来学习来确定。
The Bible has given us multiple examples for us to learn.
好，我们从家庭来看起。
Let's look at family.
刚结婚的夫妻啊，就是两个人。
Newly married couple are two people.
好，那在十九节告诉我们说，在你们中间啊，你们中间有两个人在地上。
And verse 19 it says, if two of you.
哦，这个 two of you 两个人啊，家庭里头夫妻就是两个人。
And when we see a couple, there are two people.
哦，夫妻在一起的祷告就能够领受主耶稣在这里的应许。
And when they pray together, they can receive the blessing of God.
我们请看彼得前书第三章。
So let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
第七节，你们做丈夫的也要按理和妻子同住，因为他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Verse 7. Husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
彼此同意的祷告，天父一定会垂听。
A prayer that is agreed on will be blessed.
那对夫妻两个人来讲，什么叫做彼此的同意？
And what is to agree on the same thing for a married couple?
从这个经节来看，夫妻按理一同住在一起。
And in verse 7, it tells us that they have to dwell together.
夫妻两个人可以彼此的体贴对方的软弱。
And they can understand each other's weaknesses.
夫妻之间能够彼此的尊重。
They can respect each other.
这在神来看，他们就是彼此的同意。
To God, this is agreeing on one.
Agree to each other.
Agreeing to each other.
也就是说，在生活当中，家里的事情，他们两个人都有责任。
And this means, in a house, they are responsible for everything.
如果有了问题，两个人都愿意一起来讨论。
When there are problems, they should discuss about it together.
有时候问题可能是先生的。
If the problem is the husband's,
有时候是这个太太的问题。
And sometimes the problem is the wife's problem.
有问题，也就是有软弱。
And when there are problems, it means there are weaknesses.
那这个是家里的事情，这个是两个人的责任。
It is the problem of the house and is the responsibility of both of them.
那信仰神是两个人都需要来追求。
And same as our beliefs, we have to pursue as they have to pursue as two.
两个人都要一起来追求永生。
They have to both pursue the eternal life.
那这样子。这里说你们的祷告就没有阻碍。
And here it says the prayer will not be hindered.
真的，我们看到常常听到很多的见证，夫妻一起彼此同意同心合意的祷告蒙神垂听。
And we have heard many testimonies of couples praying in the name of Lord Jesus and are heard by God.
有时候是为了小孩子的事情。
Sometimes they pray for their children.
有时候是为了这个事业的事情。
Or for their work.
那虽然只有夫妻两个人，但是照着马太福音十八章的应许，天父垂听成全。
Even when there are only two people, God will listen to and fulfill their for what they ask for.
我们再请看丹尼里书第二章。
And now let's look at Daniel chapter 2.
丹尼里书第二章十七节。
Daniel chapter 2 verse 17.
十七节，丹尼里回到他住的地方，将这个事告诉他的同伴。
Then 17, then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions.
18节，他们祈求天上的神施怜悯，将这个奥秘的事指明，免得丹尼里和他的同伴跟巴比伦其余的哲士一同灭亡。
18, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon.
这里提到丹尼里跟他三个朋友，他们生活在巴比伦的这个王宫里头。
Here it mentions when Daniel and his three friends are living in the palace.
他们在为当时的王来工作。
They are working for the king at that time.
他们是外族人。
They are foreigners.
所以他们的生活本来就会比别人不容易。
So.It is not easy for them.
那现在他们遇到了困难。
And now they are facing problems.
当然这个困难也是其他的一些人一起遭遇到的。
Although this problem is all is occurring to other people as well.
但是只有他们四个人是敬拜天上独一的真神。
But only four of them worship our true God.
所以他们四个人就一起 同心的为这个事情来祷告。
So they all pray in one accord.
所以神垂听了他们的祷告。
Then God listened to their prayers.
神帮助他们来解决他们的困难。
God helped them and solved their problems.
所以我们需要有属灵的朋友。
So we need to have spiritual friends.
我们跟朋友，我们一起来为某件事情祷告。
Pray with our friends concerning one thing.
我们几个朋友一起，我们来为某一个人祷告。
We can all pray for one person.
这种祷告就是符合马太福音十八章主耶稣的应许。
And this kind of prayer is corresponds to the prayer that mentioned in Matthew chapter 18.
主耶稣说，只要你们两个人同心的来求什么，天父就必成全。
When two people agree on one thing and ask about it, God will fulfill the request.
那你们是奉主耶稣的名聚集，神就在你们的当中。
When you gather in the name of Lord Jesus, God will be in the midst of them.
有时候是超过两个人以上，好多的人一起的祷告。
Sometimes we have more than two people praying together.
原则还是一样。
But the principle is still the same.
大家彼此都同意同心。
Everyone has to agree and be united.
向天上的这一位独一的真神来祷告。
To pray to our Heavenly Father.
以我们今天来讲，就是奉主耶稣的名一起祷告。
And in today'sIt means that we pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
我们请看以斯帖记第四章。
Let's look at Esther chapter 4.
旧约圣经以斯帖记第四章。
Esther chapter 4.
以斯帖记第四章十六节。
Esther chapter 4 verse 16.
这是以斯帖他对苏珊城的所有的犹太人的请求。
This is Esther's request for the people in Shushan.
十六节，你们当召集苏三城所有的犹大人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝。我和我的宫女也要这样禁食，然后我委力见去见王，我若死就死吧。
16. Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish.
这是发生在波斯帝国 的时候。
And this happened in the empire of Persia. Persia.
那当时的以色列人，他们是受这波斯帝国的统治。
And in that time, the Israelites were governed by the king of Persia.
当时在这个帝国里头的犹太人，他们遇见了一件很大的事情。
And the Jews in that time faced a big problem.
他们面对着要被人屠杀。
And they are about to face a genocide.
They slaughter.
They are about to be slaughtered.
是，这是所有波斯帝国里头犹太人所遭遇到的一个很大的危险。
And this is the problem that all the Jews in the empire of Persia are facing.
那个日期已经定了，在某一天，这些犹太人要遭受到屠杀。
They have set a date when they slaughter all the Jews.
所以这件事情是所有犹太人的事情。
So this is a concern for everyone.
当时只有这个王当时的王后以斯帖，从人的层面来看，只有他能够可以去改变王的这个命令。
And at that time, Esther is the only one that can change the decision of the king.
她是一个女人。
And she is a woman.
她如何去做这件这么重大的事情
？How was she able to do such important task.
她需要特殊的智慧。
She needs wisdom.
她需要特别的勇气。
She needs courage.
那所以她要求大家为她为这件事情祷告。
Therefore, she asked everyone to pray for this matter.
甚至当时他们是三昼三夜禁食。
And they even fasted for 3 nights and 3 days.
这个也符合马太福音十八章主耶稣的应许。
And this also matches what it says in Matthew chapter 18.
当时一定有很多的犹太人住在这个苏三城。
There must have been so many of Jews living in this place.
虽然他们人很多，但是他们有同样的一个目标。
Even though they had a lot of people, they had the same goal.
他们一起来向天上的神祷告。
They prayed to God in one accord.
所以神就听他们的祷告，成全他们的请求。
And God listened to their prayer and granted their request.
到了新约时代的教会也是这个样子。
This also applies to the church in the New Testament.
我们请看《使徒行传》十二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 12.
使徒行传》十二章。
Acts chapter 12.
第五节。
Verse 5.
于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切的祷告神。
5. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church.
这里说当时有一些使徒啊，他们被政府所抓。
And here says that some disciples were imprisoned by the government.
比如说雅各也被抓了。
For example, Jacob was captured.
James.
Oh, James was captured.
甚至已经被杀了。
Or even killed.
那现在彼得也在监牢里。
And now Peter is also in prison.
当时的信徒他们都是很平常的老百姓。
The members at that time were all ordinary people.
所以他们也没有力量去这个把这个彼得救出来。
Therefore, they didn't have the power to save Peter out of the prison.
但是这里说，教会却为彼得切切的祷告。
But in verse 5 it says the church offered constant prayer.
当时知道这个事情的所有的弟兄姐妹都为这个事情祷告。
Whoever knew about this prayed in the one accord.
那神听了他们的祷告。
And God listened to their prayer.
神差派天使将彼得从监牢里救出来。
God sent angels to save Peter.
所以整个会众的祷告，整个教会的祷告，真的能够发出很大的力量。
So a prayer of the church where everyone pray in one accord is very powerful.
保罗本身他是一个祷告的人。
Paul is a man of prayer.
但是他也清楚的知道会众的祷告所能够发出来的力量。
But he also know the power of a prayer with everyone in church.
所以保罗不但看重自己个人的祷告，他也看重会众的祷告。
He know the importance of individual prayer, but he also know the importance of prayer in church.
他知道他个人的祷告很重要。
He knows the importance of his own prayer.
他也知道还要加上弟兄姐妹一起的祷告。
He also knows to add on brothers and sisters' prayer.
他为主耶保罗为主耶稣传福音。
Paul has preached the gospel for God.
那传福音的工作也是每一个弟兄姐妹的责任。
And preaching the gospel is a responsibility for everyone in church.
所以大家都同意为传福音的事情来祷告。
Therefore, everyone prayed for preaching the gospel.
所以保罗常常提醒弟兄姐妹要为他传福音的工作来代祷。
That's why Paul constantly asks brothers and sisters to pray for the gospel.
我们请看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节，你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是 为我们因许多人所得的恩。
11. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many.
当时有很多的人跟着保罗一起去传福音。
There were many people that preached the gospel with Paul.
但是并不是每一个人都能够这么做。
But not everyone had the power to do so.
但是他们也能够在传福音的事情上面有份。
But they can be part of the work.Preaching the gospel.
就是同心合意为这件事情来祷告。
And that is to pray in one accord for this matter.
所以几乎在保罗所有的书信里头，他都会请求大家一起来为传福音的工作祷告。
In almost all the books that Paul wrote, he asked for people to pray for the gospel.
那我们也实在看到这个神在福音的工作上面是怎样的来跟他们同在同工。
And we can clearly see that how God abide with them when with the disciples.
感谢神，今天我们也常常奉主耶稣的名，我们聚在一起。
And thank God today we can all gather in the name of Lord Jesus.
那我们一起来学习神的道理。
And we are here to learn about God.
领受这个属灵的粮食。
We are here to receive the spiritual food.
但是我们也不要忽略了这一项很特别的事情。
But we cannot forget this very important thing.
主耶稣特别的应许。
God's promise.
这个我们所需要的一个特别的恩典。
The special grace that we need.
就是我们同心合意的祷告，蒙神垂听，蒙神成全。
Is to pray in one accord and to be heard by God.
那个力量有多大呢？
How powerful is this?
我们请看马太福音十八章。
Let's look into Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章十八节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 18.
十八节，我实实在在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
18. Surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
啊，这个主耶稣先讲的这个第十八节。
And God said verse 18.
主耶稣应许说，你们有那个权柄来捆绑跟释放。
And he said that we have the power to bind something or lose something.
那为什么能够有这个权柄呢？
And why do we have this power?
我们这平凡的人，我们如何来跟天上的力量能够连接在一起呢？
How do our us ordinary people have the power to connect with the with heaven?
就是接下来十九节、二十节主耶稣所说的。
And that is because, and that is the answer is written in verse 19 and 20.
就是我们奉主的名聚集。
And it is to gather in the name of Lord Jesus.
我们同心合意的来向天父祈求。
And we ask in one accord.
天父必为我们成全。
Then God will grant us what we ask for.
就是我们跟天上的力量联合连接在一起。
This means we are connected to the power of heaven.
我们的力量甚至能够胜过撒旦。
We can even overpower Satan.
让那些被捆绑的人能够得释放。
To let those who are bounded to be released.
所以如何让我们跟天上的力量能够连接在一起？
So how do we connect to the power in heaven?
不但我们个人的祷告，还有我们在一起同心合意的祷告。
We need the prayer of ourselves and everyone else.
好，所以我们求主耶稣帮助我们。
So let's ask God to help us.
好，拿掉我们个人的自私、个人的兴趣。
To remove our personal lust and interest.
好，求主耶稣帮助我们拿掉。我们祷告的阻挡
，to take away the obstacle in prayer，
让我们能够发出主耶稣所应许的，在地上同心合意祷告，天父垂听成全。
So we can pray in one accord, and God will listen to us.
当我们同心合意为某件事情、某个人祷告，通常那不是我们个人的事。
When we all pray for one thing, it is most of the time it is not our own concern.
但是神不会忽略我们个人。
But God will not neglect everyone.
神一样要施恩祝福我们。
God will also bless individuals.
我们没有为自己求，但是神同样的成全。
We are not asking for ourselves.But God will also grant us.
我们请参考《列王记上》第三章。
And let's look at First King, chapter
3. 列王记上第三章。
First King, chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
所罗门因为求这个事情，就蒙主喜悦。
10.The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing.
所罗门所求的是为整个国家来祈求。
What Solomon asked for was for the whole kingdom.
所罗门所求的是为了神的荣耀来求。
Solomon was asking for the glory of God.
他没有为自己求。
He did not ask for himself.
再看十三节。
And let's look at verse 13.
你所没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，使你在世的日子，列王中没有一个能比你的。
13. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days.
这个就是一个公开的奥秘秘密。
And this is an open secret.
十三节，你所没有求的，我也赐给你。
And I have also given you what you have not asked.
这是多么美好的一件事情。
How wonderful is this thing?
如果我们只是为自己求。
If we only ask for ourselves.
我们常常会忘记这个，忘了求这个，忘了求那个。
Many times we forget to pray for this or that.
我们不晓得要求这个，求那个。
We don't know what to pray for.
但是这里说，你没有求的，我也赐给你。
But here it says, whatever, what you have not asked, I have also given you.
所以我们看重我们大家同心合意的这种祷告。
So we should,
pay attention.
We should pay attention to the prayer in one accord.
教会常常会宣布。为什么事情或者哪些人代祷
？Church will often announce some prayer requests.
希望我们做今天晚上的学习之后，我们以后不要再只是听了就过去。
Hopefully after today's sermon, we will not only pray for ourselves but other people as well.
我们要为所宣布的事情真的放在祷告里。
We have to truly put the prayer request in our mind, in our heart.
我们所没有求的，神也要赐给我们。
Then God will give us what we have not asked for.
我们一起唱诗243首。
Let's sing hymn 243.
等我回到 君和主掌中所赐的各权，全民君和君和跟君君和主
Be seated.
我们现在要一起来做结束的祷告。
And now we're going to make the concluding prayer.
我们要用15分钟的时间，特别为我们的灵恩布道会来祷告。
And we will use this 15 minutes to pray for our upcoming spiritual convocation.
我们发现我们最近的慕道朋友，或多或少的，都有身体上，或者心灵上，的这一些，病痛不舒服的地方。
And recently we have found out many of our true seekers are physically ill.
或者是精神上的，这个心理的不安。
Or they don't feel peace in their heart.
那或许在，还有在生活上所遇到的一些，困难。
Or they are facing some problems in life.
那这些都是，他们在追求信仰上的，一些阻碍。
And these are all obstacles for.On their journey to their faith.
我们人，我们的力量，也实在是很有限。
But we are, we as human are so limited.
我们实在很愿意帮忙，但是我们真的很有限。
We really want to help, but, our power are limited.
所以我们需要神的能力，神的恩典来彰显，来彰显出来。
Therefore, we ask God to, reveal His power.
我们需要大家同心合意的来做祷告。
We need everyone to pray in one accord.
我们现在就一起祷告，特别为我们的灵恩布道会祷告。
So now let's pray and especially for the spiritual convocation.
让我们信徒本身也能够来领受这美好的属灵的恩典在灵恩会的时候。
And we also ask God to so that everyone can be edified in this spiritual convocation.
也让我们的慕道朋友，他们能够，看到神，体验到神。
And we also ask God to open the eyes of the true seekers so they can see God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.